This is St. Louis Public Radio. A new partnership between the St. Louis School District and the city's job agency aims to reduce the number of kids dropping out of high school by using a flexible online curriculum. Virtual alternative classes are a growing trend nationwide, but some experts question whether at-risk students are learning what they need to by watching video lessons and taking online quizzes. St. Louis Public Radio's Camille Phillips reports.
Less than 75% of St. Louis Public School seniors graduate high school on time. That's about 10 percentage points lower than the national average. The gap is even greater compared to the state graduation rate. When Cedric Deshay started his senior year in the fall, he was one of the students at risk of dropping out.
I was falling behind the classes, falling asleep in class and stuff because of what's going on at home.
He's seen a lot in his 17 years. His dad died when he was a baby, his mom when he was 13. Gun violence plagues his neighborhood. To help him graduate on time, Cedric started online coursework through a virtual program the district started in 2013. It's designed to help boost the district's graduation rate. In December, the district partnered with the St. Louis Agency on Training and Employment to open a new school for dropouts using that same online curriculum, Workforce High School. Students like Cedric get extra support and access to help with their lessons any time of day.
When I came here, it was better because I'm finishing classes one-on-one.
Inside the classroom, curriculum instructor Sylvester McLean helps Cedric stay on track to graduate.
So, what, when you want to take it tomorrow?
What? The full test?
Yeah. You might want to go ahead and take it now. And just see what you stand. If you pass it, you pass. If you don't, take it again next week.
Cedric will likely earn 8 or 9 credits online this year. Students usually earn 6 credits each year in a traditional classroom. The pace should allow him to graduate no later than April, but the speed of his progress and online courses in general also begs the question, are students learning as much as they would in a traditional classroom? Jessica Heppen of the nonpartisan, nonprofit American Institutes for Research has studied mentoring and credit recovery programs in urban schools.
Some online courses that are used in rapid credit recovery models, like Quick Get the Credits Back, probably are watered down.
Heppen says students sometimes have a hard time learning because the coursework is too advanced. But she says it's clear that more students are using online courses to make up classes and graduate on time.
I mean, it's just an open question about how much that matters or what they really need are stepping stones to get to what's next in their lives.
A lot of hands-on support is one of the things that sets Workforce High apart, according to Alice Prince, one of the people who oversees the school.
It's the exact same rigor, but the support. A lot of people, I ask our students, what is the difference? And the one difference they say, well, it's a family atmosphere. The education mentors care if you get it or not.
Prince is passionate about providing another chance for students to succeed.
There is a direct correlation between, you know, a young black male obtaining a high school diploma versus one going to jail for an assault, murder, or theft.
18-year-old Javion Gill spent last year in jail for second-degree robbery. Studying at Workforce High helped get his charges dropped.
I had got caught up in the wrong crowd, got mixed up.
He likes the online program because he can work at his own pace.
I started flying through the classes. Like that first month, I passed, like 2 classes. Then once January came, I passed another class. I just passed my trig and my advanced algebra.
After graduation, he wants to go to college and study nursing. I'm Camille Phillips, St. Louis Public Radio.